Now that marriage equality is done and dusted, what next for our community? This is just one of the questions that many people will be asking at the Better Together conference, which kicks off on the 12th of January. Jason Twison McSheen from the Equality Project spoke to me earlier to fill us in on all that's in store for the conference and what he's most looking forward to.
Oh, so much is planned. Over 60 sessions, four plenaries. We expect 450 plus people to turn up from all over Australia, and we have GLAAD and the Human Rights Campaign and Stonewall from overseas coming as well. But we're planning on having a conversation around what do we do next. You know, we just had the marriage stuff all finally passed, which was wonderful, but it's really timely to have that discussion about, you know, how do we work together more collaboratively going forward, and what do we need to do to get where we need to go faster. And so the conference is covering not every area there is in the LGBTIQ space, but most areas, but it's also facilitating a discussion about how we might want to organise together and have the capacity to collaborate in a more strategic way going forward than perhaps what we've done to this point.
Jason, I've spoken to you about this before, and I think it was when the launch was just about to go ahead for the Better Together conference. And one thing you mentioned was that sort of a byproduct of the postal survey was that it brought the community together. Is that something that you're going to be is that one of the focuses of the conference, about how all the different letters actually can work together?
Absolutely. So we're going to have a separate lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, Indigenous people of queer people of colour caucuses, and they will go through some really interesting questions each in those sessions, and then present back to the final plenary on the last day. We also have the community impact survey, which has been done this past 12 months, will be revealed and launched at the conference in the first session, around who we are, how we collaborate, what our needs are, how do we operate, do we have funding, do we wish to collaborate further, and things that hinder us in our advocacy. And so I think that along with some of the sessions that are specifically set aside around, you know, how do we work together, and there's training around, there's media training that GLAAD are doing. There's also mediation training that a professional man from California, Dr. Robert Simon, is going to conduct. But all of these things together will hopefully provide a mechanism for us to build stronger relationships with each other over the 2 days, but also understand what each other's doing and see where we can align ourselves with each other. Because I don't think the strategy of diminishing each other or working in our silos is a good strategy going forward.
In terms of media training, is that for people that are interested in being involved in LGBTI media? How does that work?
So that room holds 150 people. So on Saturday morning, there's a three-hour media training. So it holds 250 people. So that Saturday morning is a three-hour media training unit run by Ross Murray from GLAAD in New York. And it's for anyone who wants to have an understanding of how to tell their story in public, it's only very basics for 3 hours, but how to, you know, answer someone live on air or answer someone live in front of a camera and be confident that you're going to say the right things and that you're not getting drawn into saying something you shouldn't say, to get your comms right, basically. And I don't think we always do our comms very well. And everyone, and whether your organisation is 2 people or 50 people, it does not hurt to have some good media training. So that is being provided as part of the conference fee, but those 250 people who attend that can do that for free as part of going to the conference.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.